Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel at Goggin Cold Hall. Patton, he's playing hurt today. Well, I was playing hurt yesterday.
So, yeah, what is wrong with you guys, man?
This allergies.
Take your vitamin C. Get some sleep at night. Well, I can't.
Go take the pollen out of the air and talk to me, okay? Anyway, you know, and there is no pollen because it's a dry heat in the desert of Vegas, and that's where Brad Powers is.
Yes.
Brad, good morning. How you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, doing all right. How you guys?
I know you're doing all right, okay?
Yeah.
I see your picks, Brad.
Our friend Brad had himself a nice weekend. Attaboy, Brad.
It's a start. But, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So, yeah. I mean, you don't want to get too high, too low. It's been good to me, especially college football, NFL. Terrible, but numbers matter. Every possession matters. Every single turnover matters. The NFL is really tight.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to – I get the newsletter every Wednesday afternoon when he sends it out to all of the subscribers, but so we can go back and revisit. Toledo, Notre Dame over 55.5, ding. Liberty minus 4 over Troy, ding. Tulsa, Oklahoma State under 51.5, ding. South Carolina minus 1.5 over East Carolina, ding. And the thing about it is South Carolina was, what, minus 3, and all of those numbers moved the way you thought they would. So,
yeah.
Ding.
Yeah, and it mattered. I mean, Tulsa, Oklahoma State. I mean, if you bet on game day, that winner became a loser.
Yeah, it was
South
50.
Carolina, that winner became a push. So, I mean, I can only preach so much that they do matter. And people I know probably eye roll that, you know, some half point matters. I'm telling you, every half point matters, whether it's college or the NFL. And, they add up, obviously, over the course of a season.
And, Brad, be sure, this is my advice to you, bet the numbers, not the teams, okay?
Yeah, I probably wrote that, in at least 10 or 15 right.
he's got a tattoo on his arm that says that,
right.
And everything. But I do want to ask you about the NFL, because your college numbers are, do you do the NFL differently than your college numbers? Because you're so confident in your numbers when it comes to college football. The NFL, that's because the numbers are always so tight and seemingly so sharp.
I don't necessarily, go out and do a bunch of power ratings because, really, how far can the market really be off in the NFL? It's not like you're going to find, something that's off 3-4 points. It's damn near impossible. Where you're looking is, it's a completely different sport. It's bet differently, and obviously the public is much more involved in the NFL. And what I look for specifically each and every week, and especially week two, is just market overreaction. It's a league of parity. I look for a couple of key statistics, one being obviously turnovers, because there's overreaction. Why was the final score the way it was? A lot of times it's just turnovers, and I think the market overreacts in the NFL. So you're right, I do handicap that sport much differently. Last year and a half hasn't been good, but the previous 5 years it was even better than my college. So I'm going to keep plugging away.
Of course, the biggest SEC matchup coming up this weekend, 2:30 on News Channel 5, by the way, here locally. Alabama at Florida. Looks like the Crimson Tide are going to lay 15. I love Alabama in this spot. I think they're just going to go in there and wreak havoc on the spot, or in the swamp, rather. Do you see Florida keeping this close, or is it Roll Tide?
It's Roll Tide for me. It does worry me that you like it.
Hold on. Save that, Patton. Save that clip.
Yeah.
You just made a promo, Brad.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good job by you.
I'll tell you, there is some money coming in on Florida, and I was stunned because they opened this at Circa, where I make most of my bets each and every week, Sunday morning for college football, and they opened at 15. I thought, that's fair. But somebody went and bet Florida, and they dropped that down to 13.
Wow.
And I said, thank you very much, early Christmas present, Roll Tide. I laid the 13 at that point. And I would still lean that way. Look, I think after six mediocre quarters, at least for Alabama standards, they'll play their A game like they did in the first half against Miami. Florida, to me, doesn't have a passing attack. That's what really got after Alabama in the SEC championship game last year. Well, I'll tell you, Kyle Trask ain't walking through that door throwing the football. And you look at, you know, Kyle Pitts isn't there to catch him. Neither is, you know, Kadarius Toney. So I know they can run really well, Florida, but they played a couple of tomato cans, and Alabama is obviously not a tomato can. So I'm going to roll Tide, and I think it's a relatively cheap number. When Alabama in the last 5 years has been laying less than 21, they're 19-12 against the spread. So, I mean, if you told me I would go 19-12 over the weekend, I'd take that every week of my life.
Here locally, Stanford laying 12 at Vanderbilt. Obviously, Stanford coming off that big upset win over USC. They got Clay Helton fired. Vanderbilt came from behind and won at Colorado State last week. Am I nuts to think the Commodores can keep this one close?
Yeah, I mean, will the real Stanford or Vanderbilt please stand up?
Right.
I mean, obviously, you want to talk about two disparate performances from both teams. I mean, they couldn't be any more feeble offensively for both teams in week one. And then all of a sudden, you know, obviously Stanford wakes up, looks like they found their quarterback in Tanner McKee. And you're right, they basically fired Clay Helton with that score, 42-13 in the fourth. And Vanderbilt went on the road as a touchdown underdog, believe it or not, and won the game outright. Now, the concern that I have is if you dive into the box score, Vanderbilt was, you know, outplayed. I mean, Colorado State missed two field goals and got stopped on downs inside the five. So that very well could have been a loss for the Commodores. Because of that, I did bet Stanford on the opener. Again, you know, numbers matter. Laid 9. That's now 12. That goes from, a decent bet for me. To, you know, more of a lean on the Cardinal here. But it does worry me that I'm not sure that I have a great feel on either team at this point.
Brad Powers with us. You know, the teaser thing, and I've paid attention because I saw what you did, you know, with Tampa Bay. You teased this, you know, down to 2. It's a 6.2 team teaser, and the Rams down to -1.5. That hit. And again, I know what you're going to say because it went through the key numbers of 7 and 3. But should people do that more often? And I got another question about what people should do on close lines. But teasers, is that – I don't see you offer that on your power pack that much.
Well, you should never, ever, 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 ever do it in college football. So there's your answer there.
Okay.
Don't ever do it. NFL, yeah, you can do it, but only do it through key numbers of 7 and 3, like you mentioned. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's the only time you should do it. Obviously, you know, it's been proven to be positive EV. Now, the problem is, you know, a lot of professionals have taken advantage of that over the years. And now what you're finding is a lot of sports books, if you want to, tease, get that 6.2 team teaser, instead of laying -110, they're charging -120, some books -130. And then all of a sudden that what is perceived to be a positive EV bet, meaning, you know, over the long haul, you're going to make money. All of a sudden, if you're paying extra juice, you're not making money over the long haul. So I think there's a really narrow window on when to do it specifically. And also, you know, it really depends on what sportsbook and what they're offering. So that's why you don't see me offer too much of my power stack.
And another thing, the Texans, I looked at that and I go, really? But then again, it's Jacksonville. That thing went to 3.5. And you like the Texans right from the get-go.
Yeah, so, I mean, it obviously didn't make a good bet. I mean, that's where when the market moved against me. On a critical 3 number, moving off of 3 is as much as moving, you know, several points, you know, if you're comparing other numbers that are less critical. So made a bad bet, but easily won that bet. To me, Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence in their first game at the NFL level shouldn't have been laying points on the road. I think the market was overly negative about Houston all off season. Look, I mean, it's not a good situation, but still, yeah, and I know the team's completely overhauled, but I just, you know, they have at least, you know, the remaining players on that team have been, you know, consistent winners. I mean, go look at them. I mean, for as bad as Bill O'Brien is, you know, he won football games, and I know you can say, well, that's, you know, Deshaun Watson and whatnot, but I mean, you did win, go to playoffs on a consistent basis. So, yeah, I just thought that was mispriced. And you know, I don't like to overreact to week one, but I can tell you this. Jacksonville, I think you'll make money fading Jacksonville.
I was just going to ask you that, Brad, because
They can't look as bad as what they did in week one. They got to improve a little bit.
Yeah.
So I hopefully they do. Otherwise, you know, the market will really react to them. But right now, to me, that's a dumpster fire.
Yeah, because you're hearing rumors now out of Duval that Herb is already losing his mind. He's driving everybody crazy. He may already want out after 1 week. I don't know.
Southern Cal.
I don't know how substantiated these rumors are, but it sounds like it just doesn't sound like a good mix, Urban Meyer coaching in the NFL.
It's Nick Saban with the Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. Or Steve Spurrier with the former Washington Redskins.
Didn't work, and if you go back to my old Twitter timeline, you'll see I recommended, you know, Jacksonville under their season win total when word was starting to come out that that was, you know, the case. And I just go, I mean, I questioned it from the very start. I mean, I just don't get, you know, what people, you know, I guess I'm just built differently. You're making $5 million a year at Fox.
Right.
I mean, what have you done with your money, Urban? You really needed that $10 million paycheck?
Plus,
I mean, your ego's that bad.
It's
ego. I didn't get it.
Because, you know, with Irv, this is what drives me crazy about Irv, guys, is that, oh, it's my health, my family, my health, my family. Oh, how much money? I'm coming. You know what I mean? That's the way he's always been. Yeah. I mean, he's a hell of a coach, at least on the collegiate level, but just, you know, I don't know. He's something a little slimy about that guy, in my opinion. Sorry.
I would say if you look at his Florida days, a lot slimy. Yeah. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page. Of course, he's on with Bill every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. The Titans, well, they looked awful. They go to Seattle, which looked pretty good going to Indy and winning Sunday. Seattle -5.5. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I was hoping to get a better number on Tennessee, but this is one where, you know, I think the market's relatively sharp, although we're starting to see some money as we speak. Some money is showing up on Tennessee in this game. I wanted a six. Numbers matter. 5.5 is kind of a dead number. I was hoping it would come off of that dead number. What is a dead number? It means, you know, a scoring difference that's very, you know, not a common in the NFL. 3-7 are very common. 5 isn't. So I was hoping it would go just a little bit higher, and then I come back in on Tennessee. Because, look, I mean, I'll use a coaching adage. I know people are going to eye roll here, but you're never as bad as you look in week one, and you're never as good as you look in week one. And obviously you got that case here working in both directions.
Well, as a Giants fan, I certainly hope you're right about that.
There are exceptions to the rule.
Man, Brad's just giving it to me today.
Yeah, it's your turn. Okay. It's your turn.
I had it coming.
Brad, at what moment is it better if a number's like 2, 2.5? I'm just looking right now in the NFL. Kansas City, well, now that's gone up. It started 2.5, 3.5. But let's say Denver at Jacksonville start. Well, crap, that's gone from 2.5 to 6. But when the number is in that 1, 2, 2.5, when is it better to do the money line instead of the spread? Or is
right
it?
Around in that area?
Yeah,
I would say, and it really, you know, it depends. I mean, you know, people are figuring that out, and sometimes you're paying a premium on that money line at that number. It also depends on the market for that specific game on those teams. Sometimes, you know, if you're looking at a 2 number, I mean, it gets complicated. I mean, if you're looking at a dog, obviously, if you tease up, where's the line going to move? I mean, sometimes you can get out in front of something there at 2, 2.5. Is your expectation, is it going to move to 3? Then sometimes I take the 2 in that instance instead of going to the money line. So, as usual, sometimes it's a little more art than science. I can't, you know, tell you exactly each and every time. You know, go ahead and take the money line when it's 1.5, 2, 2.5.
Brad Powers, tell the people how to find out about what you're doing. And by the way, you ever see the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin? You know, when the phone book comes. The new phone book is here. That's what I do when I get Brad's newsletter on.
Oh, yeah.
Every
excited,
Wednesday
yeah.
afternoon, I run around out in the woods.
Yeah.
Hey, Brad's picks are here. Brad's picks are here. So anyway, tell the people how.
Yeah, you can go to bradpowersports.com. You click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page. You can download past issues of my newsletter. If you like what you see, sign up for the rest of the season, college and pro. You get it emailed to you weekly. It's $89, bradpowersports.com.
Got a baby new shoes one for us?
I like, you know, it's the big game of the week, but I like it. I like Penn State -6 over Auburn. Auburn played a couple, you know, 2 little sisters of the poor, weeks 1 and 2. Their stats look really good. I think it's a phony confidence for them. Bo Nix, their quarterback, traditionally has been very poor on the road. Look, I know Auburn's, you know, used to playing in front of rabid SEC fans, but there was limited crowds last year, and the whiteout at Penn State is arguably the best atmosphere in all of college football. So I like Penn State laying, you know, the number should be 7, 7.5. So I'll lay the 6 with the Nittany Lions.
Brad, thanks. We'll listen to you Friday morning with Bill. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks as always, man.
Right. Appreciate it, Brad.
Hey, and I really enjoy you getting on John today. It made my day.
That was fun.
I'll look for that promo.
Thanks, Brad.
See you, man.
All right, take care, guys.
The best.
Yeah, he's great.
He knows it inside out. He's a savant, quite frankly.
He really is.